Blog Talk Radio.
And let's see what's going on. Tonight you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I'm amazed because I didn't even have my microphone on. Boy, I'm really screwing up tonight. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And good evening and thanks to all my listening audience. And if you want to call me, you can call me at 818-691-7395. That's the number to call in. And man, my dark glasses are on. And last week somebody sent me an email asking me, Don, why do you have on your glasses? And I said, the lights are so bright in the studio that I have to look cool and have my glasses on. So I sent that picture out. But we're going to read some emails that I got tonight, too. I got some fans on Facebook that sent me some emails. And we're going to read those. And we're going to talk about the great soup that I had from Honduras. Actually didn't come from Honduras, came from a young lady who came from Honduras, and she's married to a great gentleman named Mr. Higgins, and they have a good relationship, and she can cook, I can tell you that. And if he wasn't married to her, I'd try to marry her myself and get the cooking genius in me. But since I can't cook, I guess I'll just have to settle for that. So sit back and relax. If you want to call me on 818-691-7395. That's the numbers to call, and I am going to take a quick break, get myself together to talk to my listening audience, and I shall be right back after this PSA, of course, which is a public service announcement.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
I was a really loving kid. Family was always number one. But after I started using meth, my sister told me she was worried about me. I even ruined my mom's wedding. My uncle wouldn't let me near his kids. My best friend wouldn't talk to me. I ruined every relationship. I'm still trying to get my family to trust me again.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Well, we're back, and this is Don McClure, and that was our commercial about teens and drugs. So remember, talk to your children. Make sure you have really good conversations with them because you don't want them to end up on drugs or crack or anything like that. That's important. And the reason why we play that, so that a lot of you parents out there will really talk to your children about drugs. And that's something that I just can't press you enough. But you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I'm Don S. McClure. And tonight, again, we're talking about my book, Santa Claus vs. the Aliens. And we're going to start off by reading, actually, some fan mail that I got from some of my Facebook friends and I can't believe that, but we're going to read them and see what you think. There's one that came in from a young lady named Veronica. We won't give you her last name because she's on Facebook. And she says, Mr. McClure, do you believe that real love can happen like in your stories? Now, everybody knows that I write a lot about love and romance and being together and being positive. in my stories. And just like I did with Santa Claus versus the Aliens, we're going to talk a little bit about that, the relationship between the postman, who turns into Santa Claus and saves the planet, and his girlfriend, who actually saves him from getting destroyed by the evil aliens on the planet. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I also got an email from somebody named Kenyatta from St. Louis. I met you when you were in St. Louis. You talked about being positive and that no one could change your mind about a person if you really love them. And again, we're always talking about positivity. So to Kenyatta, yes, I believe that. I think that the positive issues and the positive thoughts and the positive direction can outweigh anything. Then there's somebody named, now I hope I pronounced this name right, Amira. I don't know if it's Amira like in Arabic language or if it's a mirror that looks like a mirror. Have you ever loved anyone like in your books? Well, I think I have, and that's probably how I wrote them. But again, I just think positivity is the best way to go. That's something that I think we all should believe in. You know, today on my show, actually on my Facebook, I was telling people about, I got an email or a note from somebody saying that they were tired of discussing all the negative things on Facebook and how people put stuff into their pages and they're always talking about something negative. Well, you can always click them off. You don't have to be bothered with it. But you could challenge their mind also and say, well, look, for every negative you bring me, I'm going to bring you a positive. I got a friend of mine. He always talks about eating right and living healthy, and he knows a lot about food. And he's teaching me the difference in hybrids and non-hybrids. I'm still learning that stuff. But it's amazing how people challenge his knowledge about food. And sometimes they'll challenge him saying, well, hey, I ate some chicken. And he said, well, was it fried or baked? And then they got into a big, not discussion, but a kind of a little back-and-forth thing, and finally you ended up just saying, look, I'm just trying to teach you how to be healthy. So, again, I think when we hear new information, we get bent out of shape and we think somebody's trying to change the way we think or change the way we eat or change the way we believe. But I think a lot of times we're just looking at how do we make our culture better? How do we get our people to live longer and be healthier? So, sometimes when you hear information, don't be so quick to judge it. Kind of work with it and see where you're going. Now, positivity, that's the one main thing that can fight off anything. That's the one weapon that you can use against anything. When you're running out of gas and you feel like you can't go any further, just think about how far you came. I got an email in from a friend of mine that works for the Convention Bureau. She was saying that she's looking after her 93-year-old mother. And I think that's great to have a mother that's lived 93 years. So even though she's taking care of her and even though she's probably in that stage where she can't really take care of herself, the positive side is she has a daughter that wants to really be in her life till the end of time, and that's going to help take care of her. So that's what I mean by positive images. So one of the things that we have to talk about when I like to talk about the positive side of life, and it's not a fantasy. It's not an illusion, and I'm not diluted. It's the fact that I believe that positive thoughts will outweigh the negative thoughts. So if you'd like to give me a call, you can. You know the numbers. They are 818-691-7395. That's my call-in numbers. You can email me or IM me at McClure.S@gmail.com, and I will answer you back. And for the ones who can see me on Yahoo, you're on my Yahoo IM, which is McClure.S@Yahoo. So you got a bunch of ways to see me. I haven't worked with my Skype yet, but I'm going to figure that one out too. But I hope I answered the Facebook fans that I've got. And I want to send a shout-out to my friend, LaConda Nicole. And I always try to pronounce that name right. She does eyebrows and eye waxing, and she's a great young lady. And for those of you that live in Memphis, go to her website, alacondabrows.com. And if you get a chance, I want you to go to my friend's website, Seed House of Guidance. www.methresources.us. And make sure you think about giving him that donation that we talked about last week. He's trying to get those ads, and people are starting to respond, so I think that's going to work out pretty well. And, of course, go to my website, www.bsmpublications.net, and order my book, Santa Claus versus the Aliens. So I've given you the websites. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about a few more things tonight. But we're going to take another quick break and see if I can get to some of the phone lines that seem to be lighting up. And I will talk with you in a few seconds. I'll be right back.
Hola.
Yolanda, habla Lorena.
¿Qué pasa?
Los vestidos de damas de honor para la boda de Verónica.
Oh, no. Dime que no son fucsia.
No, no son fucsia.
Entonces, ¿qué? Son muy llamativos, con puntillas y volados. Fantástico. Vamos a parecer como un desfile de payasos.
Ay, no, no, nada de eso. Son bastante simples. Lo que me preocupa es el material.
Ah, lo sabía. Específicamente le dije que no eligiera chifón. Está pasado de moda.
No es chifón.
Entonces, ¿qué es?
Están hechos de viejas páginas amarillas.
¿Qué? No, no te escuché bien. ¿Sonó como que están hechos de viejas páginas amarillas?
Has oído correctamente. Tiene que ver con el reciclaje y la buena fortuna en el día de su boda.
Oh, fantástico. ¿Cómo voy a saber si los hombres me están mirando a mí o si están buscando el número de teléfono de un mecánico?
Ay, tú sí que eres graciosa.
Hay una mejor forma de reciclar sus viejas vías telefónicas de Dex. Lo hemos hecho fácil, conveniente y en su área. Llame al 1-877-2-GET-DEX o visite dexknows.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm Don S. McClure, and sometimes we play the PSAs that are Hispanic, because we have a Hispanic listening audience, so I know that throws a few people off, but that's what we do. Now, I'm going to play part of a song that I like, because I'm working also on a play for my second book, Romantic Images of You, Where My Heart Belongs, and I sent that, a few of the poems, out to some of the young ladies that I met on Facebook, and they really liked some of the poems that I wrote. Well, again, we're always talking about love and direction and how to be positive. And the love affairs that I write about, of course, they're very dominant, strong, and believable relationships because they really care about each other. Well, in this one scene that I want to do in a play, Romantic Images of You, Where My Heart Belongs, Tiana is the girlfriend of David, and she's at this club where they're having dinner. And, of course, there's a little, small band on the stage, and she's already talked to the owners that she wants to get up and sing a song for David. So what I decided to do in the play is whoever plays that role will have a really, really nice singing voice, and I'm going to take a song from the early 30s by Doris Day. I can't remember exactly when the song was produced, but I know it was a Doris Day song. So we're going to let you take a listen to that and get an understanding of, you've got to look at the scene. She's in the restaurant. It's a nice dinner, romantic thing with candles and people sitting around enjoying each other, glass of wine, and some really nice food on the table. And she asked David to wait for a second or excuse her, and she gets up and goes to the microphone, and everybody turns around in the room, and they're kind of looking at her, and she's really a beautiful, beautiful African-American female. And this dress that she has on is drop-dead gorgeous, of course, and it's in my book, Romantic Images of You, so you ladies can take a look at the back of the dress, and it's really got strings on it. I mean, really sensuous, but at the same time, classy. So let's take a listen to the song that I want to reproduce. Now, of course, it's going to be in a different sound because the person who sings it is, I would hope, that has their own style. But it kind of gives you an idea of where I'm going with the song. So let's see if we can get a listen.
Loving you, whatever else I may do, my love for you will live till time itself is through. I'll never stop wanting you. And when forever is through, my heart will be the way it does each time we meet.
Now, you know what, I mean, listen to the words in that. I'll never stop loving you. And she talks about time. And that's kind of the way that I write things. This everlasting thought of being together with this person that you really, really are into. And it's kind of like getting that person that supports what you do, believes in what you do, that's behind you no matter what, with cross the seven seas for you or whatever they are, or the deserts. And when the artist sings that song, and of course I'm going to change some of the arrangements. I'm probably going to have a piano played and replace some of the instruments, or a saxophone, replace maybe some of the violins so that I get that kind of jazz feeling. But again, getting people to understand that I believe that love conquers all. And when I say love conquers all, it's not just the physical love, the emotional love. It's the love of saying this person is so important to me that I want to make sure this relationship lasts, or that I enjoy the relationship. And it's kind of like what I was telling you about Phyllis and her mom. I mean, she loves her mom, so after 93 years, she wants to take care of her mom. So that's why I write like that and get into these types of things, so that you can kind of get an idea of where I come from when it talks about love. And to me, positive thoughts and love is what will make your world better. Now we're going to read a little bit from Santa Claus versus the Aliens, because I want to get to the part where he first meets the love of his life, who actually, like I said, later on saves him. But we're going to give you kind of the beginning of the story. So imagine you sitting in a room with your child, and it's late at night or early in the evening, and they're going to bed, and they want to hear a bedtime story. And you pull out this book by me, of course, Don McClure. I like saying that. And you got the children all around you, or your one child, your daughter, your son, and they want to hear the story, Santa Claus versus the Aliens. And you're giving them the insight early into how a guy should really think about his female, or how a girl should think about her guy. And not that you want to direct them totally into that, but you're giving them the understanding about a loving relationship. So let's start off a little bit with Santa Claus versus the Aliens. And again, you can order this book at www.dsmpublications.net. Our story begins with a whole lot of chatter. It's 2 weeks before Christmas, and everything matters. Santa is busy with the smallest of details from his list of who gets what, no matter the size, the color, or item, for he knows their request comes from deep down inside them. The whole place is busy, as anyone can see, as they get ready for Christmas, full of magic and glee. The elves in the workshop are real busy, too, as they make Christmas baskets for those who have less but deserve Christmas, too. It's the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker all have a big job to help prepare the Christmas feast that Santa, his wife, the elves, and all the workers will eat. The reindeers will have their antlers cleaned and polished. Their hooves will look so neat, shined, and stylish. Everyone is happy with the job that they do, for Christmas is special, and each year seems new. There is a special place in Santa's village that no one remembers. It is the most important place that really matters. This place receives all of the letters that Santa will read with each wish that is made and want him to achieve. This special place is the post office, full of magic and glee, and inside there's one man who gets all of the letters ready for Santa to see. The postman will go through each one by one, and he won't let a letter slip by, not even for fun. So he can tell Santa what's on the list and pack all of the toys and those special Christmas gifts. Now, do you hear about the love I'm talking about inside of this letter, that the postman takes care of making sure that the letters get read? Everybody's busy doing some things, and even though they don't really remember, in all the Christmas stories, that Santa's postman gets these letters, and he's got to make sure that Santa gets them and all these other great things. Well, after he's finished with a hard day's work, he thinks about going out with his girlfriend, the girl who works in one of the shops where she bakes brownies and cookies and all kinds of stuff. So she plays an important role in his life as well as on Santa's village. Well, after they have this big meeting and Santa Claus hears about this Christmas that he's got to do for this little girl and getting everything together and telling the postman what he wants to do and how he wants him to do it, everybody's excited. And, of course, his girlfriend is there and she's excited too. And now we got a scene in the book where he's going to explain how he met her. Now, I want you guys to think about this when you meet somebody. You might meet them at the bus stop, at the grocery store, while you're shopping. You might meet them while you're out somewhere or going to the drugstore, just at a party. So when you do these kind of things, you meet this person that you like, and you say, okay, well, let me talk to this person. Well, the postman's no different. Now, in the story, it says, when the postman returned to the great mail room, there was the most special person in his life waiting for him. This was the girl of his dreams, that special person he always shared his happy moments with. When he first met her, he would walk by the pastry shop every morning where she worked, and he would order a small slice of her special fruitcake and a small cup of blueberry, raspberry, cherry, lemon warm tea. Now, she was in charge of the pastry shop, where she made all of the special fruitcakes and teas. They had a very, very special relationship, and they had been together for months. So she came by to ask if she could do anything or something for this special Christmas. Now, that's the kind of thing that when two people are together, even though she works in a different place and he works in the post office and he's got a job that he does and she's got a job that she does, they find time to support each other. And that's something that I try to talk about in the stories that I write, being supportive, being behind the man you love, being behind the woman that you love, sharing those things. And like I said, I tried to make it where it was really beautiful and healthy, because he likes this cup of blueberry, raspberry, cherry, lemon, warm tea. Now, you got to think about the ingredients in that. So he gets a small piece of a fruitcake, and then he gets a special tea that he likes. And it just warms his little heart that he gets to see the girl that he really likes. And I think we all get like that sometimes. When you come in the door and the person that's there in your life, you just get this feeling like you just can't be away from them, or you're glad to be home, or you're glad to get that phone call, or you're glad to get that email. So that's what I talk about in my books, the joining of two people that really care about each other and standing the test of time, being involved and building something great between each other and making sure that you both try to look out for each other. Well, we're 34 minutes into the show, and I'm Don McClure. And if you'd like to give me a call, you can. And that number again is 818-691-7395. That's the numbers to call in, or you can email me at McClureDonS@gmail.com. And again, we're talking about how you can be in love, how you can feel good, how you can eat the right food, and you can be a happy person. And I see a couple of people coming into the studio as usual, and they're looking at me like, why do I have all my dark glasses? But we're going to be right back. And again, you're talking to Don S. McClure, and you're listening to The Don S. McClure Show.
loving you, whatever else I may do, my love for you will live till time itself is through. I'll never stop wanting you, and when forever is through, my heart will be the way it does each time we meet. The night doesn't question the stars that appear in the skies. So why should I question the stars in my eyes? Of this I'm more than just sure, my love will last and endure. I'll never, no, I'll never stop loving.
Hi, I'm Jett Williams. Even though I never knew my father, Hank Williams, his legacy taught me the meaning of lending a helping hand. That's why I support the Orphan Foundation of America. OFA is committed to providing education, mentoring, and a workplace readiness for thousands of teens aging out of the foster care system. With the help of OFA's support programs, these young people can go to college and trade school, graduate, and make the leap from foster care to success. To learn how you can help, visit orphan.org.
Well, we're back, and man, I mean, I had tears in my eyes when I played that song. I was never. Ooh, I wish some girl would sing that in my ear. Anyway, we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm Don S. McClure, and as you know, we talk about positive things. Now, you know, today, an associate of mine, I mean, like I was telling you earlier, I really respect the fact that he knows a lot about food, and I've gotten some of his herbal, I don't want to call it his own name, compounds and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, I got an older brother that lives in Carolina, and for Christmas I'm going to get him some of this stuff because it really reduces the blood pressure and inflammation. And I take it all the time. Well, sometimes. I used to take it all the time, but sometimes I don't get it. But, I mean, this stuff will have you really, really, and it's all natural. Non-hybrid. Now, I'm still learning what non-hybrid means, so maybe if Santa Claus gave that to some of the aliens, maybe they wouldn't be so hateful on the planet. maybe they would be detoxed themselves. Oh, Lord, Don, you're crazy. But anyway, we're talking about being positive, and he was telling me something that he's going to try to explain to me, and I'm going to talk to him for a second and see what it is. Now, he was trying to explain to some people about hybrid and non-hybrid, and somebody ate some chicken, and they had some salad, and they wrote him and said, hey, well, at least I'm eating healthy. And I think he wrote back and said, was it fried? Well, was it baked? And I think they said it was baked. You want to pull your chair closer, Mr. Higgins, so we can.
Oh, Lord, Jesus,
well, come on now. We want to hear about this hybrid and non-hybrid. And we're not talking about cars. So get you a chair and pull a chair up, and we're gonna discuss this food about a positive, while we're on a positive kick. I mean, to me, you could talk to him. I mean, people come by his office every day to get some information about positive food and stuff like that, and that's what my show is about. And then we're going to get back to Santa Claus versus the aliens, but. So explain a little bit to us about this hybrid and non-hybrid.
Okay, hybrid. For example, a mule.
A mule, okay.
It's a crossbreed.
It's a crossbreed.
From a donkey.
From a horse. From a donkey and a horse.
Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yes, it is.
I like donkeys.
Well, I like them too, but you're on hybrid right now.
Okay.
Hybrid, when you take the sperm from a donkey and you artificially assimilate it into the horse, the mule is created. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Once you deal with two different animals that God created and you splice the gene or whatever and you make this hybrid, it becomes a beast of burden.
Okay.
The molecular structure is incomplete. Okay?
All right.
99% of what's available to us on the market is hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lemon, it's a crossbreed.
Okay.
The original is the lion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have a poke salad or you have a dandelion. That's a non-hybrid herb. But then you have the hybrid, green, spinach, broccoli. All these products and produce is hybrid that may have grown. All of your beans is hybrid. All of them.
So let me ask you a question. So we've been eating beans and crossbreeds and stuff like that. So we're thinking that this stuff is good because this is what we told, right?
But who told you that?
Grandma and great-great-grandma.
Well, where did she get this information from?
From when she was out in the fields or in slavery or wherever, and she didn't have anything to eat.
It came from your factory.
Okay.
They created this garbage because it yields most hybrids yield a lot of yield from it. A lot of beans. You know why? That's to feed the masses.
Okay.
You see, we are domesticated, Don.
Okay.
We're like a house dog or a cat.
We domesticate. So we eat beans.
We go to the store, and we get whatever is on the shelf that someone else created for you. Now, did you trust that, and why should you trust it?
Well, because we go to the store, and the FDIC or whatever their name is, the FDA, they say that it's good for you, and we eat it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess you what? What the FDA is saying today, oh, we're going to recall this and recall that because it's not really good. It's better than other, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is a misconception. That is not true. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that man is greater than God/nature?
No, I don't think man's greater than God.
If a food does not grow by itself every year, it's a hybrid.
Did you know that?
If a food grows by itself, without the aid of mankind, it's a non-hybrid.
So let me ask you a question. All right. So when we hear about people taking a pineapple off a tree,
That's a hybrid. Hybrid, yes.
Okay. If a man takes an apple off the tree.
First of all, pineapples don't grow on trees, though.
Okay.
You're cultivated.
All right. Well, let's say the apple then.
If it grows by itself, nature is a non-hybrid.
So non-hybrid. So apple's good for you.
Okay, look, what type of apple?
All right, Washington State.
Washington State, I'm about to watch that apple. But that's what I know about the apple that grows in my yard.
Okay, well, let's talk about your yard. We're not talking about Washington State.
Apple tree. Is it green apples?
Yeah.
That's closely related to the non-hybrid apple that you're going to get.
So that's a good one.
If it's growing, it'll come back every year, eat that.
So is that why the man made the song, God didn't make little green apples and...
It didn't make a little green apple.
Oh, okay. Well, I got you all wrong.
But you got to understand this too, though, Don. On this journey of healing, one must learn how to observe and study plant life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go on and have cop double like most people. Okay? Where do all your diseases come from? I'm asking you the question.
I think they come from your food.
Thank you. I thought you were going to have
them. Yes, you taught me a little bit. You taught me something. I do, because I noticed that the mucus and all the stuff that you put up in your body, you couldn't have that. It's just like the things you drink. Water is still the best thing for you.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How long can you go without food substances?
Me, I could probably go about 10 minutes because I like food.
Oh, that's 20 days, maybe, or greater.
20 days?
Yeah. If you drink water, really, yeah. Well, you got to lose all the weight. Well, you skinny. It might take you 1 month. I mean, a day, probably nothing.
I'll probably fade away.
But if you're an average-sized human, I'd say 15 to 20 days.
15, 20 days.
Yeah.
You can go without
that long. Yeah, of course.
Is that why they did the 30-day
fast? Fast, simple fast for what is it? Water and juices.
Water and juices. Okay.
How long can you go without water?
I think you can only go a day or so without water.
7 days, probably. Six.
7 days. Man. Yeah, you know why? I think you're right because they said that somebody survived and some of the buildings that had fell down on them and all they had was water and they couldn't believe that they survived.
Yeah.
And I think it was 30 days.
How long can you go without air, oxygen?
I don't think you can go 10 seconds without air.
Okay, now, I mean, all these three, guess what? They are contaminating all three, the food,
the water, and your air. Yeah, I agree.
Well, we are an amazing species. We were made to handle this kind of pressure because this energy knew that this time was going to come. So it has prepared us to deal with it. Now, you might be thinking every now and then, but the creative forces made our bodies amazingly.
So that's why they say that 9 times out of 10, your body can heal itself.
Now we're finna talk about this here.
Let's talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Don Esposito Show.
No herbal compound cure anything.
Okay.
What a non-hybrid herbal compound does is give you all the minerals needed to rebuild your immune system. Because your immune system was breached or broken through the hybrid foods we eat, the clone foods we eat, the crossbred foods we eat, and the genetically modified foods that we eat, and the poison introduced foods. Chemically introduced foods. What you crave when you go to a restaurant, you're not craving the meat, you're craving the chemicals that's in the meat.
Mm.
So in order for you to rebuild your immune system, you have to do what? Eat non-hybrid foods.
So where do you get these non-hybrid foods?
Go look at nature. But if you don't know what you're looking at, I don't advise you to pick anything or you'd be at the turn of dead.
So what if
you
have to
get someone that knows what vegetable, like for instance, a dandelion plant.
A dandelion?
Dandelion.
I could eat a dandelion?
Listen, on the commercial, let me kill your weeds. Oh, no. You know what he's killing? He's killing your herbs. Most of your weed is herbs. And I'm not talking about marijuana.
Oh, okay, because I was going to smoke a little bit while I was
right,
so. I'm just joking, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold up.
Don't take me to court.
Oh, a dandelion plant. Okay, sickle cell anemia. That's a disease that when the cell mutates or sickles.
Right.
But what is this cell being deprived of?
Nutrients, right?
Oxygen.
Oxygen, okay.
And what carries oxygen through the body?
I don't know. You tell me.
Iron, phosphate. Not iron oxide. Iron oxide constipates you.
Okay.
But iron phosphate comes from what?
Well, let me ask you a question, man. Since you have this knowledge.
I'll ask you a question. Listen to me for a minute, though.
All right.
Iron phosphate comes from what? It comes from plant life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have two types of iron. You have an iron oxide and an iron phosphate. Now, the iron oxide is for the earth. The earth consists of 102 minerals.
102?
Elements, yes, sir. That's for the earth. You can't eat a rocky mineral or oxide because it's rock. But they try to polarize it down, and they create these homeopathic minerals by using oxide minerals. It doesn't work in the body, Don.
So let me ask you a question. How come you're not doing a show about food?
I am not trying to be no big fat person, brother. It ain't about that with me anymore. It's about me knowing for myself.
Okay, but don't you think that you should share this knowledge with people so that they could live and eat healthier and better? At least just do a little
research.
Yeah.
But tell them
what a research is.
No, I'm giving the basics. No, the higher person hybrids.
Okay, so you're
okay, listen. Okay, I'm going to tell you again. You have I don't know what you call it, everybody calls it God, Allah, Jah, Ra, whatever you call this energy that creates all things. That's the real McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have a mirror image of this creator, which is what you call Satan, the devil, the dark side, or Lucifer, or Beelzebub, whatever you call it. But now, this mirror image of the creator wants to be like the creator. So it does its bidding through man.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you hybrid wisdom. Hey, make a lemon. Come on, I'll show you how to do it. You think it's just natural for you to think that, well, no, it's another another being is presenting information to you. Because when you make a lemon, a cranberry, when you make a bean or a rice, when you make a potato, when you make sugar, when rock salt, you can inhale them in your body.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this then. So should we first learn the difference in hybrid and non-hybrid?
That's easy.
So I'm just saying, but should people learn that?
Yes, but this has been, look,
so
this knowledge has been hidden from us, son.
Okay.
It's hidden. Put it under the blanket. We got to uncover it.
So that's what I'm saying. So if you did a show where you talked about hybrid and non-hybrid, that would help the people learn. So.
Right, and I can't do it by myself.
Right.
We need a team.
Yeah.
Of people that are going to get out here and this line work can we eat without going to a mega market or some kind of local store to get it done.
Okay, but where can we get it if we don't do that?
Nature.
So we just go pluck out of people's trees or...
That's how we used to do it because we are so confused and so distant from each other through what? Eating the food and reprogram, and there's no family unit anymore. There's no community unit.
So where do we find these non-hybrids?
In nature.
But I'm saying, do we go by your yard and fuck
your
tree?
You need someone that's going to have to show it to you, brother. Because dandelion is a good plant. When you go out there and pick the wrong stuff or poisonous mushroom, you can kiss your goodbye.
Okay, so can I come in your yard and just pick your dandelion?
Well,
and I bring a whole bunch of people with me and we all get your dandelion?
At the time, it's cold. The persimmon just went out in September. You don't know what a persimmon is?
No, I don't know.
I'm a city boy.
You're down in the country.
And a persimmon, you harvest the persimmon in September.
In September.
But guess you what?
What?
They're gone now. So if you next year, before I can teach you that. Now, the yellow dot. Yellow dot is another excellent source of iron.
The yellow dot.
Guess what? You harvest that in June, in July, when it's brown. So this is so many. It's just a wealth of knowledge that you're going to have to go through in order for you to get to where I am.
Well, that's good. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
I haven't talked.
I wish we could spend all night, but I got 15 more minutes to talk about the rest of my show. And he likes the greenback poles, and I don't know what a greenback pole is. But we're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with some more of my show. And as I told you, it's always about positivity. And one day I'm going to talk to them that we're going to have to spend at least an hour talking about food. And I might even do a two-hour show so I can get some persimmons and steal in his yard. I might go by his yard and put some of his trees.
Can I add this?
Yes, you can add one more thing.
All right. Everybody owns the steel water kit. Everybody loves drink steel water. All you heard, drink steel water. Drink the steel water. Drink the steel water. But guess you what?
Guess you what? I like that thing.
Guess you what,
Mom? Guess you what?
Distilled water is a 7 on your pH balance scale. That means that it has no minerals. It's just flat. It absorbs minerals. So when you drink that distilled water, it absorbs the minerals from your body and you urinate it out. You understand me? Now, what you need is something greater than a 7.1 on your pH balance scale, which is spring water. But it all about, we think spring water coming from these stores and plastic bottles, and no. It's not spring water.
It's not spring water.
It's garbage. Now, I take it back. There's one water I recommend.
Which
is the Fiji water.
Fiji water?
I recommend that.
Did it come from the island of Fiji?
We did a test. I took three samples, a container of water, spring water from Mississippi, and a sample from spring water from Arkansas. In the middle, I used the bottled water, okay? I sent it to a friend of mine that did the lab work. He did the testing. Guess what? The one that contained the bottled water, the water from the plastic, do not drink.
Mm-hmm.
Contaminated. Not good for your system.
Mm.
But the other two had all of the electrolytes in it, and it was full of minerals.
Mm.
So I'm going to say it again. People, you're going in the wrong direction. Stop going to these damn stores. Give me language.
Stop
going to these stores getting this man-made stuff that's in plastic, which is another chemical.
Mm.
We are on the wrong path, people. You got to go back to, now let us all go back to the old time ways. Go and get somebody got a well, dig your own well, or go find you a real spring. Because of course it's in your system. Now I'm done.
Well, he says he's done, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm done for this 1 second. We'll be right back. We've got 13 more minutes of the show, and I'm going to get me a shovel and go outside and dig up in his yard and give me some spring water. But we'll be right back. He says he does have a whale in Mississippi. So we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And boy, my show gets live sometimes when people walk in the studio. We'll be right back.
With video games, I'm often choosing between what my kids want and what I think is best for them.
Hey, Mom, how about this one?
Rated T for teen with violence and suggestive themes. Let me check the rating summary. Frenetic combat, cries of pain, female warlords exposed cleavage.
Maybe the other one's better.
The rating summaries are free. Use them, and you'll be armed with the world's most powerful weapon, knowledge.
For more information, go to ESRB.org.
Siempre me fijo en las clasificaciones y en la descripción del contenido en las cajas de videojuegos. Pero como a veces quiero más detalles, me encantan estos nuevos resúmenes, pues me dan una descripción más a fondo que me ayuda a decidir si los juegos son apropiados para mis hijos o no. Los resúmenes son gratis y los puedo leer en mi smartphone o en línea.
Para más información sobre clasificaciones de videojuegos y resúmenes, visite esrb.org.
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep. Then love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but.
And we're back to the Donis McClure Show, and I was playing Bewitched, Bewildered. And again, that's going to be one of the songs that we use in the play, but, I mean, she said she couldn't sleep, she couldn't eat, and, boy, that love really had her going. But the thing I want to talk about is the effect the emotions can have on you. And I was telling a friend of mine who came by the studio last week, we were talking, and I was saying it's the way that we treat our female counterparts. That can actually be sometimes detrimental. So we have to be very careful about what we do in the relationships that we build with people. And when people ask me, why do I like to write so much about positivity? Because, again, it comes in so many different packages and so many different styles. And people think when you say you're talking about love that you're only talking about just the mushy stuff. I mean, I do like the kiss and hug and all that stuff. But what I'm talking about is the emotional connection. Now, if you remember the movie Dreamgirls, and she was telling the guy that after he had, I guess, decided to leave her, she was saying emotionally she was connected to him and she was going to tell him. And, of course, I'm not a singer, but she was like, you know, hey, you're going to be with me. And sometimes when people are so much in love and so confused about the treatment they're getting, even though it could be bad, then sometimes they want to hold on to that relationship. So, again, in the positive sense, it was a great song. But at the same time, we needed to direct her to say, listen, maybe you're holding a little bit too tight to this. And the reason why I bring that up, we're always talking about grudges and how people feel and when they let negative emotions get so inside their body. Do you realize that some people have gone home, locked their door, won't get out the bed because they're so what we call depressed? Well, they've locked into the thought that There's nobody greater, or that they'll never meet anybody better than the person that they've let out of their life or walked out of their life. And again, being positive, we have to really look at that. A young lady wrote on her Facebook today that she had lost weight, and her husband, who had dropped her when she was heavy, had now got together with another young lady who was bigger than her. And she says when he saw her, he was like, hey, can we get back together? And she was like, no. But the amazing part about her wasn't only the fact that she had walked away from the relationship because of the weight. She was happy in the fact that he could now see her in a thinner light, that she was losing weight. But in the first place, the positive side should have kicked in and said she's not losing the weight because of him. She's losing the weight because it's healthier for her to be a lot thinner. And even though he didn't want her anymore, it was better for her to walk away from that relationship because it wasn't going to be healthy as long as she had that size. But there was never any encouragement in the relationship for her to say, I need to lose the weight for me and my man. I need to lose the weight so that I'm healthier. I need to eat better. So, again, it gets back into the positive sense. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and, of course, I'm Donis McClure, and we're talking about positive things. And if you want to give me a call, you can at 818-691-7395. That's the number of the call. And, of course, I just played Bewildered. So for you singers out there that want to be in the play, you need to get in touch with me at McClureDonis@gmail.com. And you got to be positive when you come to me about my shows because that's all that I do. And we're going to take another quick PSA, and I'll be right back. We've got 6 more minutes into the show. And, you know, I'm always amazed that this hour flies by so fast.
Has your child or grandchild dropped out of school? Do they want to find a public school that will help them graduate and receive a high school diploma? The Michigan Virtual Charter Academy allows students age 16 through 20 to complete their high school education in the safety of their home. Students get a loaner or laptop, access to online lessons, and teacher support, all tuition-free. To enroll in the Michigan Virtual Charter Academy for this fall, go to k12.com/Michigan.
With video games, I'm often choosing between what my kids want and what I think is best for them.
Hey, Mom, how about this one?
Rated T for teen with violence and suggestive themes. Let me check the rating summary. Frenetic combat, cries of pain, female warlords exposed cleavage.
Maybe the other one's better.
The rating summaries are free. Use them, and you'll be armed with the world's most powerful weapon, knowledge.
For more information, go to ESRB.org.
Siempre me fijo en las clasificaciones y en la descripción del contenido en las cajas de videojuegos. Pero como a veces quiero más detalles, me encantan estos nuevos resúmenes, pues me dan una descripción más a fondo que me ayuda a decidir si los juegos son apropiados para mis hijos o no. Los resúmenes son gratis y los puedo leer en mi smartphone o en línea.
Para más información sobre clasificaciones de videojuegos y resúmenes, visite esrb.org.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and we've got 5 more minutes for my show. And I can see my IM is lighting up, so people are always IMing me. And like I said, I stopped being amazed that they don't call, but they IM, and I think that's a great thing. You know, and again, we're always talking about positivity. I met a young lady who used to own a restaurant in downtown Memphis, and as we discussed the issues of her used to having the restaurant, she told me that she thinks that had she had a better counterpart, a person that was really in her corner and stuff like that, she thinks it would have lasted longer, and then she would do a whole lot of other changes with some business partners, I guess. But as I told her, you're going to get another restaurant, you're going to do better, you're going to rise out of the ashes like a phoenix, and you're not going to even remember when you didn't have. I think that's the most important part, remembering what you can do. And even though it gets tough, you have to think about the brighter days are coming because, as I always said, it doesn't rain forever. Now, again, I want you to order my book, Santa Claus versus the Aliens, A Christmas Wish. It's a great Christmas story. It does have some romance in there a little bit, but it has a lot of good issues in there. And you can get that book at www.dsmpublications.net, or you can write me at McClure, mcluredonf@gmail.com, and I'll send you the link. Or you could write me at mcluredonf@yahoo.com, and I will send you the link so that you could order my book so that we could be successful together and we could spread more of the positive images, even in the children's stories. I think that's so vital. We've got 3 more minutes until the show. And again, people are always stopping by the studio to talk to me. And we were talking about hybrid and non-hybrid and foods. And it's a lot of positive stuff. And like I said, I had this soup today that was so delicious. It had pumpkin in it and or bits and pieces of pumpkins and all kinds of vegetables and stuff. And I mean, man, I was really tearing that soup apart. And I had some wheat crackers. I just started eating wheat crackers. So I really enjoyed those more so than I enjoyed the white crackers. But we got 2 more minutes into the show. I'm getting ready to get out of here in a few. As soon as the clock hits 2 minutes, I'm going to play my theme song, and I'm going to say my favorite saying. And I'm probably going to end my show tonight playing that song that I played earlier so that you could hear it and enjoy it. I think I like Bewitched, so I'll probably play that one too. But you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and every Friday I'm on from 7 to 8. Sometimes I do a 2-hour show, but tonight it's 7 to 8, and we're talking about positivity, love, and desire, and we're talking about Santa Claus versus the aliens and his girlfriend and the postman and how they have a loving relationship. And so, again, those bits and pieces go out to you. So, with that being said, I'm going to get ready to get out of here, and as I always say, enjoy life, because that's all you have. So I'm going to end my show tonight. Catch you next Friday, and here's one of the songs that I like.
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep. Then love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? He is cold, I agree. He can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh on me, I'll sing to him, each spring to him, and long for the day when I cling to him, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
You sing to him, spring to him,
and long for the day.